Hi, this is Christian Sands, and you're inside the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown alongside the bassman, Marcellus Shepard. I'm Kyle LaRue. We are working our way to the top of the charts at the number 5 spot, where we find pianist, keyboardist, composer, and humanitarian Keiko Matsui. Well, there aren't too many artists that can flow in and out of the worlds of jazz, classical, new age, and world music quite like Keiko Matsui can. And on this latest effort from Matsui, elements of all those worlds can be found, presented in a sweet acoustic contemporary exhibition with an all-star guest list to absolutely die for. The album features vocalist Layla Hathaway, trumpeter Randy Brecker, guitarist Mike Stern, saxophonist Kirk Whalum, vibist Joel Ross, harmonica player Gregory Marais, and pianist arranger John Beasley. Keiko was also joined by her touring band with bassist Rico Beled, guitarist J.P. Morau, and drummer Jimmy Branley. It's quite the assembly of talent on one album, isn't it? It's Keiko Matsui right here. Her latest for the Shaniki label is called Euphoria. And it lands in the number 5 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. pianist, composer, humanitarian Keiko Matsui with her latest effort for the Shonicky label. It's called Euphoria, and it's in at number 5 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Yes, sir. Legendary blues guitarist and vocalist Taj Mahal. He's in the 4th spot this week as he presents his brand new album titled Savoy. Now, that title coming from the world-famous phrase and tune, Stompin' at the Savoy. The song paid tribute to Harlem's famous ballroom, which just so happened to be where Mr. Mahal's parents met during an Ella Fitzgerald performance. How about that? Mr. Mahal presents 14 tunes on here that he heard growing up as a kid. Songs that spoke to you like you were listening to a relative. Assisting him on here is his longtime good friend and producer, John Simon, whom he'd been talking about doing this project with for years. Well, the good things do come to those who wait. Now the wait is finally over. A former number one entry here. It is Taj Mahal with Savoy, slipping 3 notches to the number 4 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Christmas and a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good? Fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Ain't
timeless, man. Over 80 years old and having a great time, man. Doing what you do. That's what it's all about. Taj Mahal on Stony Plain Records. The album is titled Savoy. And it lands at number 4 this week here on our survey.
Thank you so much, Bass. Family, don't forget to catch the countdown everywhere you enjoy podcasts, including the iHeartRadio app. You'll find us on TuneIn Radio and on Google Play Music. And you can stream and download the podcast anytime as well at countdown.podomatic.com. So when guitarist, composer, bandleader Adam Hawley initially showed up on our radar, the list of artists with whom he had already been collaborating with, either in studio or on stage, was massive. So it seemed appropriate that he would sign initially to the record label owned by Maurice White, Kalimba Records. Yeah, Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire. That Maurice White. His first two albums for the label gave birth to a combined 6 number one hits. He followed that accomplishment up with his album Escape, which included the 2020 Billboard Song of the Year. And then the following year, Hawley gave us his 4th album overall as a leader, an album that celebrated our collective rebirth, if you will, coming out of all the stress and strife of the pandemic. Special guests include Steve Cole, Vincent Ingala, Julian Vaughn, Riley Richard, and Adam's wife gets in on the fun as well, vocalist Kat Hawley. Some undeniable grooves we've been feasting on since September of 2021, and it's still going strong. It's guitarist Adam Hawley right here with Rising Up. You'll find it on his own MBF Entertainment and in the number 3 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. it is, the latest from guitarist, composer Adam Hawley. You'll find his latest effort on the MBF Entertainment label. It's called Rising Up, and it's in the number 3 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Yes, family, we are getting closer to the top, and he is plucking and strumming. That is the name of his game, man, on album number 11 for composer, producer, and guitarist Nils. Now, this is his follow-up to his chart-topping album, Caught in the Groove, which led him to be named the number one smooth jazz artist for all of 2021. Brother had 4 hit singles on that album. Well, that follow-up is titled Cool Shades on the Baja TSR imprint. Now, this time around, Nils set out to connect with us all on the emotional level through the power of music and provide some healing for himself and for us all. 13 songs with plenty of singles that keep him in the conversation for potentially album of the year. Yeah, it's Cool Shades, Nils. He's holding steady in the number 2 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Yeah, man, he has that magic formula that gets him to the top with every single project. It is Neil's Cool Shades, the album, and it holds steady at number 2 right here on our survey. All right, LaRue, go ahead and take us home.
Yeah, Space. Well, veteran drummer Lewis Hayes was named one of the 2023 National Endowment of the Arts Jazz Masters. Listening to him at work on his latest effort for Savant, and there's no doubt as to why that distinction was bestowed upon him. Hayes, just recently turning 86, is in peak playing form and joined on this album by Abraham Burton on tenor saxophone, Steve Nelson on vibes, David Hazeltine on piano, and Desron Douglas on the bass. And some of the band members have been playing with Hayes for decades, and the cohesion and chemistry shows on this album. It's drummer Lewis Hayes right here. His latest for the Savant label is called Exactly Right. And it makes the biggest leap of the week, moving into the number one spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
exactly right.
There it is. Textbook jazz, just the way we like it. The latest from drummer Lewis Hayes. It's on the Savant label. It's called Exactly Right. And it's our brand new number one this week, sliding into the top spot here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
And just like that, we are done from 10 to 1, counting them down for you, wrapping up this week's edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. A reminder for you that we are wherever you listen to podcasts. Yeah, you can stream and download us via countdown.podomatic.com and find us on Spotify, TuneIn, Player FM, and more.
That's right, family. And you can stay connected with the Countdown on social media for links to photos, videos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and a whole lot more when you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, enjoy your summer. Follow me on Instagram at The Man With The Voice. This is Marcellus Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, thanking you as always for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.